wake up.
It's Hot 96.9's Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
I'm not saying to be nice to everybody. It's okay to be an a-hole to certain people. As long as those certain people have nothing to offer you. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Hot 96.9. Well, I'm going to tell a story. It's like a lesson, Pebbles. It's a lesson in being nice to the right people. And it happened to a friend of mine. His name is Ramiro Torres Jr.
I know him.
Yeah. So I was away over the weekend and with my wife celebrating everything for her and Father's Day at the bottom of that list. But when I got home Sunday, I'm just like opening up mail and stuff from the past couple days. And one of the letters came from the state police. And I'm like, what the crap?
What did I do?
So I open it up and it's a freaking, it was a citation. But it didn't. I wasn't getting charged for anything. It was it was a citation for, apparently, I never got pulled over. Apparently, last week, I was driving on Storo, and somebody must have saw that my little registration sticker or something is expired.
Yep.
So I guess they ran my license plate and saw that my registration expired. I didn't even know.
Wow, they were out there, huh?
Yeah.
So, you could have gotten towed for that.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, towed.
That's what they're supposed to do, tow your car.
Yeah, big ass fine, your insurance, all that stuff. But I didn't get that. Instead, I got this nice little citation in the mail. Mm-hmm. And at the bottom of it, it said, I'm not going to say the guy's name, but he's a friend of mine. It said, blank, request that you register your car. And I was like, and I'm looking, and it was a name of somebody who, like, I worked with in radio years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Years ago. Like, when I started in radio, like, I worked for this guy for just, like, a few months. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, why would he, how could he have hooked me up here? So I shot him a text, and I said, yo, I go, I don't know if you know anything about this, but I got this thing in the mail, and I sent them a picture of it. I go, you just saved me from, you know, from having to pay a nice fine. Thank you, if you knew about this. If not, well, thank you, because somehow they connected us.
Right.
And he wrote back, yes, I do know about it. My friend blank is a state cop and texted me to find out if I knew you and if you were a good guy. You got a glowing review from me and saved on your ticket and your insurance.
There you go.
You deserve it.
Glowing review.
I just paid for my new registration and I'm all good. You see, you got to be nice to people that can hook you up.
Hell yes.
Yeah, so if you have a friend.
That's my motto in life.
Yes. here's a couple examples.
Uh-huh.
You know somebody who's a mechanic. Be nice to them because you never know when you're going to need something for your car and you don't have the money. You got a friend who does like electrical work. Any type of laborers. You got to be friends with those type of dudes. You know what I mean?
Somebody you could just pick up and say, hey, listen, something's going on here. Could you check this out for me?
Yeah.
Sure, I'll be there in 10 minutes.
Just comes through, hooks you up.
But you had no idea that he would have given you this review. Like, you haven't seen this guy in forever.
Yeah. I didn't, but I was nice to
made a good impression.
At the time, wow.
I made a good impression.
Right, but you never, but what I'm saying is you never know when someone might hook you up. So why not just be nice to everyone?
Because it does, you know, sometimes you might be nice to a guy and listen, all he does is, you know, maybe he just works at Walmart. You know what I mean? Are you a manager at Walmart? Can you get me a family discount?
At least first in line for Black Friday sales.
You can't do anything for me.
But in Ramiro's case, this person, he might not have, you know, been the state trooper, but he's somebody who had power that you knew eventually at some point could help you down the road.
Absolutely.
So in that case, it helped you.
Yeah. Like I said, Pebs, you know, you could do the whole being nice to everybody thing.
See how far that gets you.
Yeah.
I think I've gotten pretty far. Thanks.
But what I'm saying is, you don't have to.
Wow.
Just be nice to the right people.
Wow.
That's how Jermaine lives his life, man. Hey, Jermaine Wiggins.
But hey, guess what? I got tickets I can return favors for.
Yeah, he just walked around hooking up people with Patriots tickets.
Wake up. It's Hot 96.9's Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.